Buzz Burbank in the Mike O'Mara Show newsroom. The launch customer for the Boeing 787 has grounded all 17 of its Dreamliners after another problem with the plane's batteries forced pilots to make an emergency landing. The All Nippon Airways 787 was a Tokyo-bound domestic flight when the pilots diverted to a different airport after a warning in the cockpit indicated a problem with the battery as well as smelling smoke. Here now, a recorded statement from All Nippon spokesman Lee Yakamoto, Bloomberg.
Is this microphone on?
Hello.
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 Is this thing on? Don't mess with me. I've had a day already.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, American Media Pool. Thank you for turning your attention to the problems we've been experiencing at All Nippon Airlines. Big trouble with the 787 Dreamliner. However, we're going to take care of everything. No, we had them in the air, up to 17 of them in the air, but they're not going to fly until we get this resolved. So many things. These are minor problems. Battery, smoke, I mean, occasional spark. This is really much smaller than you think. As a rule, the motto of All Nippon Airline is come fly with me. Let's fly away. But the 787 has been down, so we're not flying right now. There was one problem, then another, but it stops here. The yen stops with me. In no time at all, the 787 will be back in the sky.
No problem.
With no problems at all. We have an old Japanese expression, which is chillax. Just take a chill pill.
Other airplane.
Oh, the other. The 787 is different than other airplanes. Oh, it's very big and luxurious. You can lay back, loosen your belt. In business class, we offer massage. Yes, and every flight has a happy ending because it is such a luxurious airline.
Food.
Oh, and the food.
Oh, ma si molto passone.
Oh, they have pasta.
Pusandrai wishoto same.
They have Irish style pot roast.
Ci volta per Wellington.
Ham for the Gentiles.
Ci volta per beef Wellington.
Oh, beef Wellington, which is delicious.
Ci volta per molto da dessert.
Oh, the desserts are wonderful.
Three-layer
chocolate cake.
Oui, ci volta chocolate, but that cream brulee.
Creme brulee?
Creme brulee.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble saying it. Creme brulee?
Creme brulee.
Creme brulee. Screw it. But we also have fresh baked cookies with a fortune in every one. We have a lot of fun.
And the candy.
Oh, and there's always candy.
Gummy bears.
Gummy bears.
Gummy panda.
A gummy panda bears.
Gummy worm for the kids.
Gummy worm for the kids.
Who's your favorite? Has a fried attendant.
Oh, also fried ham.
They serve the fried attendant.
Oh, fried.
It's a flight attendant.
Oh, the flight attendant.
Yes. You, Thomas. Oh, you jump it off.
The flight attendant.
He tumbled. Oh, said, ooh.
They're Zoftic.
Zoodle.
I'd like to take a moment
Zoodle.
To discuss the flight attendants in detail.
It's your time. It's your
They're all the same height. Exactly the same height. And that height is
4'3". And
oh, and they all have great cans.
Exactly the same.
And all the cans are exactly the same. They all resemble a movie with Al Pacino. Ah, yes. Remember the one where he was blind? He says, she got a great ass.
To conclude.
So, with that said, Al Nippon will strive to make things better, and no one was more surprised.
Yeah, so thank Thank you, you round-eyed bastards.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
It's breakfast. It's breakfast time. It's brekkie, brekkie time.
Uncle Cam, I thought I heard your voice. What are you doing here? Where are my parents?
Well, the school called and your sister won a big award.
Nice try. The only person who would believe that would be Haley.
She's in jail.
Jail?
Lily, what did I say?
That was only a matter of time.
Okay, no, didn't say that. Okay, so here's the truth. Your sister was caught drinking, but it's no big deal. Your parents are there taking care of it right now, so...
This is so awesome. I hope she hits the waist so she's totally ripped when she gets out.
Okay, let's change the subject. Have a seat, have some breakfast, see if there's anything on that plate you like a lot.
Is this bacon?
Of course it is, silly. Been on a little bit of a health kick lately. So, I took a vegan cooking class, and my new thing is bacon. It's like real bacon.
Except for the look, the texture, and the taste.
Maybe the store-bought kind, but I make my own, so it's not even real bacon. It's faux-facon. Foken.
It's foken disgusting.
You can't tell the difference.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, from his Davenport, oh, that's so gay, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Fiverr Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded worldwide 17 million times and powered by Encore Insurance.
One way.
We are at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We are also on WTNT 102.9 FM and the mighty AM 1630 FM. The mighty AM 1630.
The mighty 1630.
The mighty AM 1630.
Just the mighty 1630.
Drives you crazy when I say the mighty AM 1630.
You don't want the PD to call you.
You're not doing it right.
The mighty 1630 KC, yay, yay.
That's it.
Today is Wednesday, Jan 16, 2013, and we are delighted to have you along with us. Our show is brought to you by the Amazon page at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Yes.
This is where you go to do your online shopping. And if you are a radio listener, you can do the same thing. Mm-hmm. You go to our webpage, which is world famous.
It's great.
And it's very simple. We have a little link on that webpage that says Amazon.
Just click it.
And you click on that, do your shopping, and that's all. It doesn't cost you more. Mm-hmm. It might be one fraction of a second of a step more.
Not
but
even
other
that.
Than that, it's fine.
I used it yesterday. Do you know that they wanted $20 for the DVD of Frank and Weenie at Costco?
What?
Yes. And so I went
to the... You might want to turn that other microphone off.
I went to the Amazon.
What a reverb there.
They had the DVD and Blu-ray for the same price. And
wow.
Free shipping.
No.
And they free, did. And free shipping. It'll have it today.
Amazon Prime.
Really? That's incredible. So, anyway...
and free returns.
What?
kick back with Amazon's TV catch-up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right now, save up to 56% on popular shows. Always save money and support the show by clicking the Amazon button at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Brilliant.
Bookmark it because it takes you right to our account and share the link with your friends and family.
And your enemies.
It's MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon, and we are grateful for the support. We truly are. We are thoroughly grateful for the support. On today's program, lots to talk about. He's back in the news, ladies and gentlemen. He's Buzz Burbank, and it's going to be another story time with Buzz. Today's episode, do you have that transition music for...
yeah, I do.
We're not going to lead with this, but I'll say it. It's another edition of Story Time with Buzz Burbank. On today's episode... At the drugstore with Buzz Burbank.
At the drugstore.
Where they sell drugs.
Okay. Wait, were you in the historic drugstore district?
The historic drugstore district. Another today's episode. At the drugstore with Buzz Burbank. Nah, that's not what I was looking for.
I know, but I'm looking for it, and I wanted to give you something rather than nothing.
Also on the program today, the most, you know.
Here it is, Mike. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Can you give it to me one more time?
All right, here we go.
Set it up.
It's another story time with Buzz Burbank. Today's episode, At the Drugstore with Buzz Burbank.
Too soon.
You know, Rob is incredibly... I have to give him credit where credit is due.
Well,
Rob is incredibly rapid. I mean, there are thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces of music. I will call Rob
10 minutes before he's leaving his house, and I'll say, I want to do a thing on Downton Abbey. Mm-hmm. Can you bring that with you? And he's like, done. That's how quick he is and fast
his
he is.
His wife says the same thing.
That's true.
Oh. Actually, she doesn't.
That's wonderful.
There's no reason for her to ever say that.
Also, on the film, on the show today, the most maddening, and I mean it, I came home from what was a very entertaining movie, and I came home in the most horrific mood.
Why?
Because in a theater that resembled a private screening, my movie experience was as trashed as anyone has ever had a movie experience.
No. How come?
And I, do you know people? We all, was it here's people? A little secret. Don used to do a lot of movies, right?
Yeah.
And he would always have a talker in back. And we used to get to a point where it's like, oh, it's another movie talker.
Right.
And I'm inclined to think that sometimes that's true, but sometimes that is, you know, it actually really happens. This is not a talker.
Oh, right.
This, I can't even describe how foul a movie. At one point, Carla said to me last night when I came home, she said, you know, what is the deal with you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, calm down. I was that
you were worked up.
I was
it.
That upset. Yeah. And then, lo and behold, Carla had another incident that happened due to one of our own. See if you can guess that freaked out her afternoon. So there are two stories there.
Is it a two-letter answer?
It's a,
just guessing.
It is. We got to do something about him. He's just he's not getting it. He doesn't get it on the show. If he thinks it's shtick, it's not shtick. He's not getting it.
And, what happened?
You want me to start with
please.
That?
Please.
Well, let's change the topic.
What I do is I tease everything that I want to talk about, and then I get right to it. So before I'll get to my movie thing, even though they're kind of related because we were having it during the conversation, Carla comes home early yesterday because she is with child, and she occasionally likes to do a little nap time in the afternoon.
She gets more tired now.
So she comes home from work.
She's sleeping for two, Mike.
2:30 sometimes in the afternoon, comes home early. She works very close to where her office is.
Fortunately.
And she lives close to where her office is.
She also works very close to where her office is.
So do you.
And so do I, yes. And she comes home. And she knows that I've gone to the cinema.
Mm-hmm.
And so she is taking a little break, and she's sleeping.
And she hates the movies.
Then she hears the rustling and rattling, and she knows that I am away.
Yeah.
And she has a meltdown. This is after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. This is after 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and she has a... You know, she freaks out. She goes, hello, hello. And she hears the rat. And then she hears the door shut. And she looks out the window and shuffling away, waddling away, snailing away is Mr. RJ Diaz again.
And what brought him here?
Why was he here so late?
Well, I text and my text is WTF.
Yes.
You know, what are you doing? Please. Make a phone. You guys all exercise this.
Sure.
Common courtesy. Yes, we work here, but this is my place of residence.
Oh, if I ever leave the immediate work area, I ask permission.
It's just a courtesy, as I did with you over the holiday when I said, would it be okay if we came by?
People do.
And then we came by.
We're not
you
a
were
drop
expecting
in,
us.
We're not a drop-in society anymore.
No,
we
not.
Might have been about 40 years
that's
ago.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
So she said...
And even when you drop in, you don't do it when no one's home.
Yeah,
you
we're
visit.
In her house.
Yeah.
What her problem was is because she handles calls from her office when she's here. At the moment she heard the scurrying and the rattling that freaked her out, she was about to scream downstairs, you know, what the hell, who is that?
Yeah.
When her phone rang,
and
she... She's taking a call from work. When she takes a call from work, it's, you know, it's
business.
Lawyers' offices,
right.
It's all that stuff, and she's
got to
be very, very serious.
Well, it could have been worse. The call could have been someone saying, we've traced the call, Mrs. O'Mara. It's coming from in the house.
It's in the house.
It's in the house.
He's in the house. And she gets done very quickly with her call, looks out the window, and shuffling away is RJ Diaz. Without any, you know, so
do
you
now, he was here for the show yesterday, but he left before we did, right?
No, I don't think so.
Oh yeah, that stops.
Lingers.
If he
longer.
Comes here, he does not stay. He leaves before everybody leaves.
Okay,
that's the new
maybe
rule.
Maybe before the audio vault.
It's not going to matter.
But what is he
it's
doing?
It's not going to matter at all. So I hear this. I said, did he call? He said, no, he didn't call. I said, well, what happened? I said, she just heard a door open. And, rustling, and then the call came in, and then she looked out the window, and it was him, and she calmed down because she saw that it was him. However, she was pissed.
She must have been really flipped out if the sight of RJ is reassuring.
She started to tell me the story. She gets two words out of her mouth, and I know already who it's going to be.
Yeah.
Because there's only one person that does this. It is the lurker. It is the person that does this. He doesn't. This isn't malicious. This isn't. I trust the guy. I totally trust.
Of course.
It's just he doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. And it drives me nuts. And so I say to Carla, because he's predictable, I said, I'm going to send him a text.
Right.
Let's see how long it takes to get a return text. And it was about 15 minutes.
I was going
to
guess 20 minutes.
Yeah, normal people will respond to a text very quickly. They, you know, you will send them a text. And I'm like, WTF, please call when you're coming into the house. Carla was there and you scared the S out of her. So I wait and I wait and I put the phone down. That's even worse if you call him. I text all of you guys and I know that I'm going to get a text usually right away unless there's something really unusual going on.
5 minutes.
Or usually, unless it's Rob.
And usually, oh yeah, Rob's right next to RJ as far. But Rob has his own patterns as far as doing that, as far as getting to. You don't keep your cell phone with you either.
And I've been trying to do it better.
It's something you ought to try to strive for.
Yes.
But this is not about Rob. This is about RJ.
No, it is part of my quest for excellence in 13, Mike.
Thank you, Rob. And so, anyway, 15 minutes passes. I get a, sorry, Mike, left my glasses. I knocked. And so so I say, I look at Carla, and I know what I was going to get because I knew I was going to get the voice. Yeah. He said he knocked, and I hear, Bolas! Bolas! No. She says she didn't hear a knock at all. And you know, Was it a tentative knock? He's the silent. Yeah, I'm sure it was the
dainty.
You know, it was the tap tap tap. That's what it was. And
I've got a key. I just walked in.
She was a little freaked out. Yeah, that's going to change. Also, I think. It's just. Is he on more than one key? It's not me. Is he on a roll? Is he on a roll or something like that? I mean, it really does seem like he's on kind of a roll.
On a roll down the trans fat aisle.
Wow.
That's it. So anyway, it was just another one of the things. And I hate to think that we're piling on all the time, but he brings this upon himself.
Yeah.
You make a phone call when you're going to come back. You guys know that, yes, I have opened my house up to this business for 3 years. This is where we work from. Nobody could be happier. I am blessed to have you guys come to this studio every day and do this great show that we do. However, what frustrates me is after hours, when the time is over, that this is not open house. I don't run an open house. This is where I live, and it scared her, and then it pissed me off, and he got that, and he said, was looking for my glasses, sorry. That was the text
What's
I got.
What's he still
and I
didn't doing re- in the area? Respond. Does he live around here?
Yeah, I think he lives down the road. He's looking for work, I guess, or something like that.
He's your neighbor?
Or he was allegedly. How did his call?
Yeah, he went calling.
How did his sales call go yesterday? Did you get an update?
Okay.
You don't even have to answer that. Yeah, well, you don't even have to answer that.
I might
that.
Have just gotten a text from him a little while ago.
We're probably going to get one right now because he's certainly listening to the show.
He did go yesterday to one of the places we discussed.
He did. Well, that's good. That's good.
Did he leave his glasses
there,
too?
He's going again this morning.
Oh, he's going again this morning.
Yes.
Oh, okay,
that sounds good. That sounds good.
What did he leave? Make sure he knocks.
So the reason that I was all ramped up is because I made a tragic mistake of movie viewing. I chose to see, I have wanted, as Oscar knows and all the other guys know, I've wanted to see Zero Dark Thirty because it's a very talked about film and nominations and all that good stuff. But I've wanted to see this since I saw the trailer for it.
Right.
So I'm excited. And I get very jacked up because we have three theaters in close proximity. We have one down there in Centerville, Virginia.
Yes.
Then we want to have
the multiplex.
Then we have another one at the other end of Manassas.
Right. And that's newish, right?
That's my Manassas theater. That's my.
And then I don't want to name the theater because I don't want to get in trouble.
Can I? Is it the Bowling Alley Theater?
It's the Bowling Alley Theater.
And it really that speaks very much not only as a geographical locator, but also I think as the cleanliness and maybe even the clientele.
Okay, the clientele.
Mike is going to Bowling Alley Cinemas,
but they normally run movies that are just like McFidget's Penguins or whatever the hell that kind of movie is.
They love CGI stuff.
They love that stuff.
That's at Bowling Alley Cinemas.
So, and I see that they've got not only do they have Zero Dark Thirty, but they've got Gangster Squad. They've got two adult movies, and I don't mean porno movies.
Movies for grown-ups.
And I'm kind of jet. I'm like,
they ever show do they ever show the porno at Bowling Alley Cinemas?
To be honest, when I get done with this, that might be a recommendation I have.
I think it would
might
be great.
Time to pull the plug on regular mainstream films. Based on the clientele.
You know your neighborhood.
Yes.
And the proximity to the drugstore district.
Right.
Makes it a natural. They could bring back the magic of the Fox Chase.
Yes. Fox Chase Cinema.
I drive by that theater sometimes, yes. And I look at it and I said, "That's got to be a homeless shelter."
It's
I mean, it doesn't look like it.
Funny you mention that.
Oh no.
So I go from my
bought a couple hours of heat.
I go from my private screening. I go for my private screening, yes. And the first thing you do with the movie theater is you look at the parking lot. Hey, this is good.
It's all mine.
Pretty, first run motion picture, big screen.
Choices.
I'm going to get it all to myself.
Choice only of seats. Four cars in the lot, and two of them are on blocks.
So I go in, and it has the old fashioned outside ticket booth.
Uh-huh.
So, and there's a little old lady in there that's taking tickets, and
does
I buy
she
my
box. Ticket.
As I approach the theater, I office. Look over to my right. Over to my right is a gentleman who is dressed in a military style coat.
Okay, nice.
I'm going to.
He probably would love the movie.
You will hear the dings with all of the factors that just make me uneasy. Because all right. We all know, with theaters yes. and everything that, and all the discussion of guns and everything, you just have, I look over and it's a military style coat.
And you wonder.
And he's standing over to the side by himself, not really appearing to do much of anything.
He's lurking. Okay.
So that's the first one.
No, let me ask you this.
Let me finish this description.
All right.
He has shoulder length, longer than shoulder length hair.
Always a good sign.
And a longer than belly button length beard.
Bad sign.
He appears to be kind of a mountain man.
Okay. Yeah.
He is wearing the ski cap and he is carrying a plastic bag, and I don't know what's in the plastic
Not
bag.
Not a friendly mountain man like Dan Haggerty.
My feeling is this. When I look at this guy,
right.
I say... Well, he's not obviously coming into the theater because he might live here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's
kind of
kind of the look that I get. Yeah. It is a disturbing and it is a bit of a nerve-wracking look.
Okay, now
it is a look that says to me, on guard.
Now,
that's what it says to me.
If on a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 is total comfort,
yes.
And 1 is run for your life.
Right.
When you pulled up to the theater and saw the nearly empty parking lot, were you at 10?
No. Because if I really have a nervous feeling about a situation, I'll extricate myself from that feeling.
Okay.
I will not hang around and do that. I believe in that. I believe in that. I tell my my wife and I tell my daughters that same thing.
Go with your
gut. If you have the flight instinct, you get the hell out of there.
Go with your
gut. So I was damn close.
All right. So if you are
damn close,
if 10 is perfect comfort and 1 is the flight instinct.
Yes.
Where are you?
I'm at a 5.
You're at a 5 right now.
I'm at a 5 because I'm walking into the theater.
So you're going to go ahead and go with it?
Yeah, I'm going to go. He's not going to come into the movie.
Okay.
So I'm going to go in.
You didn't offer to buy him a ticket?
No, I did not. I didn't, but it was something.
Sad to see a movie by yourself.
Here's what it is. It is something where I did not want to make direct eye contact.
Yeah,
it was that significant.
Right. You don't even bother.
So you treated him like RJ.
I buy the ticket and I walk into the theater.
Right.
And I walk in and Zed, goose egg, nobody.
All yours.
Huge old, it's a very old rundown theater, but it's the old school theater. It's a big one.
Sticky floors.
And there's nobody in there. Sticky floors. Yeah, big time. And there's
my old DJ name.
And there's nobody in there. There's nobody in there at all.
And whereas that would be a detriment to a comedy. This is fantastic for an action intrigue movie.
I'm fine with it because it's like a private screening and
love
I could
it.
Not
it's
be happier. And I'm sitting down and I go to the middle, right smack dab into the middle of the theater. I mean, if you measured
like 10th row?
I would maybe a little long. It's 12th. Big. This is a big theater.
Wow. Okay.
This is a very big theater. I sit down in the middle and not maybe 5 minutes later, who comes walking in? Maybe 4 rows in front of me.
Mountain man.
Hey, that's great.
Watch.
Now, he takes the cap off, and he takes the military-style coat
see
off.
His
Hold
brain.
On. He takes the cap off. He takes the military-style coat off, and he puts him down. And when he does that, I see that the outfit is, like a flannel shirt. Mm-hmm. And I'm a little bit relieved, but then he's there, and I'm just staring at him.
Maybe
and I've
a
gone
working man.
From 5 to 7, just a little bit. Yeah,
okay.
Perhaps.
Right.
Look, nothing happened.
You're not one to
And
judge.
I don't care about saying nothing happened,
right.
So I'm fine with that.
Yeah, but you're a celebrity alone in a theater with a strange man.
I don't think like
you
that,
you would be
Oscar.
All over TMZ.
I don't think like I'm a celebrity alone in a theater, but I do. I'm just looking at the guy, and everything would have been fine. Mm. He takes whatever's in the plastic bag, and it rattled a little bit. There might have been in my own imagination.
Snake?
No, there might have been in my in my own imagination. There may have been somewhat of a metallic sound. I don't know. I'm just freaking out.
How close did he sit to you?
About 5 rows in front of me.
Uh-huh. So was it too close
four,
for an empty theater? Did he sit too close?
No. No.
Okay, that's good.
Because that was soon to follow.
Oh, no.
An elderly couple comes in maybe 10 rows in back of me. Maybe 5, 10 rows in back of me. It's a big theater. And
Did they know where they were?
They're close enough where I can hear them chatting with each other. And that just kind of, there's another couple in there. They're chatting quietly.
Some
and
more comfort.
That actually makes me feel a little bit, a little more comfortable.
Well, they're witnesses.
And I'm fine with that. And when we come back, I will tell you what the guy did to make me more uncomfortable.
Wow.
Nothing
You're
happened.
You're still at a 5.
But I'm about at a 6 right now.
Yeah.
No, that would be. Okay, good.
And then after I finally calmed down about that was when my movie experience was totally, completely destroyed.
Really?
By a selfish old lady. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This portion of the program is brought to you by Vistaprint.com. Business owners know the importance of networking, and they know the professional-looking business cards are essential to you.
Got it.
And they've got an incredible deal.
Yes.
250 top-quality business cards, just $10. You heard me correctly. That's 250 business cards for just $10. Business owners love this opportunity. You can get this opportunity, too. Choose from thousands of designs or upload your own. When I made my own business card, I used all of the designs they make available to you at Vistaprint.com, and then it was a nothing price. It was amazing. What a deal it was.
They have a guy on their TV commercial. He says something great. He says, at Vistaprint, what else can you do to put yourself in front of people's faces for $10?
$10.
Yeah, you can't. It's $10. That's it.
Go to Vistaprint.com, enter the code TMOS in the search bar, and you'll get your cards. $250 for $10, but only if you go to Vistaprint.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar, and we thank you. So back to the theater. I'm sorry this is running so long.
I think it's fine.
I need this for my psychological health here.
Yes,
I am
right.
Fine. So the only thing this dude did for the rest of the movie.
Did he have snacks? Did you have snacks?
I have no idea. I was too far away from him to know whether he had snacks. Right. But what he did do was he changed seats 3 different times.
Mm. Now, that'll make you uneasy.
That makes me uneasy with anybody.
Yeah, that's
suspicious. That's just like, why is he doing it? Mm-hmm. But the movie starts and it begins and it's not a problem. At the very beginning, right when the movie the trailers are running,
right,
a little old lady sits next to me, behind me.
Ugh.
She is 2 seats over.
So this is now the 1, 2, 3, the 5th person in the theater.
This is the 1, 2, 3,
she's
4.
Not part of
this
the couple.
This is the 5th person, including me, in the theater.
And this is a huge old school theater.
There might have been people like further, way, way in the back, right. but in the immediate proximity of me, there are 5 people.
These are the
she
players.
Sat way too close to you, considering the amount of people in the theater. Okay.
And I don't even notice her.
She probably felt safe.
I don't notice her. She's a little old, white-haired lady. Mm-hmm. I see it out of my peripheral
Should
vision.
Should this many senior citizens be seeing this movie?
Well, it's that time of day.
I suppose.
And so, she's sitting there, and she's got, I see her out of my peripheral vision, and she's got kind of the short, teacher haircut.
She wearing like a schoolgirl uniform?
Can you calm down for a second, please? Let me tell the goddamn story. This is a story I wanted to tell in 6 minutes, and it's gone 35 minutes. That's kind of what we shoot for on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I thought we were doing great.
I see out of the corner of my eye, and I'm once again, even though she is in my space, I exhale because of that, where I go, oh, God.
Yeah.
This is a massive theater, and you've got to sit there. But that's where she sits. And the other part of me, because of Mountain Man down in front of me, I'm actually a little, comforted by it for some strange reason, but not for long. So
would she make a great shield?
Zero. I actually...
Don't shoot the disc jockey! I entertain people for a living.
I am actually going through. I'm doing exit checks.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering whether my knee and my depleted physical condition, how fleet I will be able to be when I'm on my belly.
And the movie has started, and this is what's on your mind.
And the movie's about gunfire and all that.
Yeah,
I'm thinking weird. Well, it's because of the movie content too. Zero Dark Thirty.
Right.
Weird.
When you're going through your checklist, do you think about if you're going to leave or take your snacks with you?
I don't have snacks.
Oh.
I am snack free.
Wow.
I don't have a beverage. Yeah,
Look at this guy.
Thank
Making
you very much.
Making strides in 2013.
You know why? Because he's a survivalist.
Yeah, ask me what
those junior mints would only survive.
Ask me what I had for dinner last night. Oh. Anyway, so I won't answer. I won't answer truthfully. So it begins the movie. I become aware that in this theater, although it's old school and it's large, it is lacking certain technological advances of other theaters. For example, the sound is booming loud, but the sound is kind of loud like this.
They're driving it too hard. They're driving it too hard.
It's just not sharp enough. And with old disc jockey deaf ears, I find myself missing dialogue, which I can't stand. It also has...
Everybody sounds like Bane.
Because they don't have, obviously, the most recent technology to project the image. It is, yeah, it is fine. It is clear. But it is just a little dim.
Oh, that's the worst.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
The bulb
in a crappy old theater.
I had the same experience when we went. Well, I didn't stay for the entire viewing of Les Mis. I went into the theater and I said, "This is an older theater."
Right.
And as soon as I see older theater, I say, "Well, they're in business. They have to have the new, like the newest technology."
Yeah, new that's how, bright screen.
Something great. And we walked in there and I said, they have to turn up the brightness on the screen.
That's what I was frustrated with.
Yes.
Because there's certainly, and especially in a movie like Zero Dark Thirty.
It's a dark movie
there
anyway.
There is so much night footage. There is so, I mean, the whole key to it is night footage, you know?
I saw every night scene that I've seen in theaters like that.
Yes.
You can't see anything.
Right.
You just
right.
don't see anything.
It's dark.
Maybe they should have given you night vision goggles.
So halfway through this film, even though the night footage obviously takes place towards the end, but halfway through this film, I'm thinking to myself, you know, Oscar had seen it before, mentioned he wanted to go see it again. I said, I'm going to have to log this movie again, either, you know, if I get one of my SAG copies of it or I can do this. I'd like to catch this movie again sometime.
See it again
I'd really like to see it again, you know, because it's not that bad a movie, but it's difficult to experience. Then, obviously, I'm not giving anything away. This is a true story.
Sure, we know
so the spoiler alert, if you want to turn it down, this might be a little bit of a spoiler alert.
Yes.
But the end of the movie takes place with the raid, which is what you wait for.
Right.
It's what everybody
it's
wants
why
to
you go.
See.
Yeah.
And at this point in time, either it had been happening the entire movie and I hadn't noticed, or it got louder, or it just happened because whatever her biological excitement level raised, whatever, it started. She begins to communicate to me that she is fluish because she is going.
Oh, no.
She is going for, and I'm going to be conservative here. For the last half hour of the movie, the entire film, not 15 seconds would not pass without her going,
and I'm like, does Osama have a cold?
I look over after the first few that I hear. And then it becomes apparent to me that the crescendo, the dramatic crescendo, getting Osama bin Laden, what I've been waiting for, what everybody that goes to see this movie is waiting for, is I am not thinking about this.
Right.
I am not thinking about how incredibly brave our Navy SEALs were and how what a triumph this was that we got this mass murderer, that we brought him to justice. I am thinking of this hag who is next to me going, and lady, I got news for you. It was all I could do not to stay in the theater and confront you about, because I wanted to look her in the eye and say thank you from the bottom of my heart for ruining this movie experience. Because when the helicopters come into play, that's when she thought, oh, the helicopters are loud, so that's when I could do this.
Really clear it out.
Oh, wow.
No.
So
move some luggage around.
For the last half hour, for the last half, I'm getting during quiet dialogue, I'm getting, this is fresh off the funeral experience.
Yes,
with these.
Right.
Here's a message. And you're going to have to edit me here, so remember where the edit is, because this is radio now. If you have the f***ing flu, stay home.
Don't spread it.
Do not go out. Do not expose people, because not only is the movie experience ruined for me, but I'm worried about the fact that I'm breathing in this virulent spooge that's coming out of this lady's lungs.
You're surviving your own raid.
So I walk, I get done with it, and I so wanted to stay, but I said, there's certain conflicts that aren't worth it. And if somebody's elderly, if somebody's older, especially if somebody's an elderly woman, I'm not going to confront. I'm
especially
not going to do that.
Especially if it's an older person whose days are numbered.
But I am so totally pissed off that this movie has been, from start to finish, from seeing Mountain Man out front, who looks like he's packing an AK-47, to sitting there with the lady, you know, hacking, to the dim screen, to the sticky floor, the whole thing. I'm never going back to the this experience again.
Should we call on Bowling Alley Cinemas as, to be a sponsor then?
No, no, please don't. It just it
are
was
the
a,
prices.
They couldn't have been nicer at the theater. They could not have been nicer. It really. If
well,
they,
when
if,
you only have six patrons, you can really focus on service.
I suppose it's customer service. So I went outside and Mark isn't going to like this, and Buzz aren't going to like it. But I walk outside and there are two cars outside, mine and a Prius.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and she looked like a Prius driver.
Probably.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. Probably. Another Prius all about moi. Yeah.
Coughing all the way home in her potato wedge.
I got home. Gentlemen, I got home. I was really.
You're
this
miserable.
Is something. I have
you were
the luxury.
So excited.
I've got my day. I've got the freedom in my day to go do this. I should have been walking on air. I should have been walking out, but the fact is it just
and then it gets even better because you come home to your wife in tears because of the amazing RJ.
It was so sad.
Yeah,
it was,
what a
it
bad
was
day.
A, it was a, it, a was, it was terrible.
I would usually...
I mean, little stuff, but it was stuff that mattered. Sure.
I would really question the way you respond to stressful situations. But I completely...
Yeah, I think I needed a Xanax before bed last night.
Yeah, but I completely...
Or before was, going to the movie.
I agree with you because Zero Dark Thirty on its own, that last 15 to 20 minutes...
Yes.
That's what... The movie crafts itself to show you what's been building up over the past 10 years.
And it's an amazing tribute to this CIA agent. And if you know, obviously there's artistic license, but if she was one third that brave, she's an American heroine. I'm glad that this movie elevates her to that level. And is it Brandi Chastain? Not right. It's what's her name? Nobody knows. Nobody in this room will know. One in this room will know. Our pop culture experts
Mike,
will not know the name of the actress.
I've seen the movie.
Hey.
Yes.
Are you thinking of Jessica Chastain?
There we go. Thank you, Rob. Rob with the poll. There. Extra credit for you. Thank you very much. So
that's why I came to work today, even though I feel fluish.
Thank you very
much. I wanted
much.
To make sure you got that name.
That's good. That's good.
Do you want a little skinny on the movie and the story behind it?
Sure.
So it wasn't one lady. It was a group of women that worked on this.
Hot.
So it kind of takes away from...
So did they make her character into one person?
Into one person.
So it was many different women.
Yes.
And I didn't realize, and I don't think a lot of Americans realize, if it's based on a true story, was there indeed that bombing that took place that took out our
people
CIA?
People did die, yes.
That's just horrible. I mean, it's just, and they were, you know, people should realize that they're still... You know, gunning for us over there.
Oh, yeah.
And, I thought the movie overall was pretty good. I give the movie a good solid 8.
Do you think it would have a better rating if you had a better experience? Do you think it was enough to ruin it?
I think I've got to go see it again and enjoy it and actually hear the dialogue in a good
theater. It speaks really well of a movie storytelling. If you know the ending and you have to work backwards from the ending, if you can still make it compelling and still make it a good movie, that speaks very well to the filmmaker. Yeah, exactly.
I recommend everybody, if you're interested in that type of thing, you know, every American should be interested in it. I think you should go out and see that. And, it's
but
just,
only if you're well.
It's really there's one moment in the movie, Oscar, and you've seen it as well. There's one moment in the movie where, they're going in on intel. They're going in on an educated guess, if you will. That's what it's all about. And these guys, you know, everybody says a lot about our special forces and a lot about our military. But this is the purest example of why this show has gotten behind military charities. Because I so believe... in the prime directive of what these guys do. They're not political. They don't have anything to do with political decisions. They don't have anything to do with intelligence decisions. What these brave special ops guys with Navy SEAL Team 6 and with all the other special forces do is they say, well, hope you're right. You know, really, really hope you're right because, you know, we went in on another one where it was not correct and we lost one of our guys. But they don't.
They don't do it.
They do it anyway.
They're surgical specialists.
It's such pure duty, honor, country. And these guys put it on the line. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, in many cases, you don't ever know who they are. Yeah. And I thought that there was a moment in there where they're making that decision and saying, hey, do you believe her? Well, what makes you confident? Her confidence. Mm-hmm. You know, and they point over there.
Right.
But these guys ultimately, the frontline guys, and they make a really, really wonderful distinction between the intelligence people and the guys that do it matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And that for that the movie is, and that's Catherine Bigelow, the director, who does that, in my opinion, brilliantly. So I give that a really, really big thumbs up.
I'd see it again with you if you'd like to go.
Love to do that. Maybe we can get all the boys to go.
I'd love to see it. We're not in that theater.
No, we'll go to another theater.
That's right.
And make sure you guys sit in front of me.
We should surround you.
Yes.
We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're delighted to have you with us. Our show is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. The people who bring you this show every weeknight on 102.9 WTNT. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much. Encore may be able to help you just as they helped Oscar Santana. For a free quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll compare the rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Let them know that you appreciate them as much as we do. Encore Insurance Services. Lots to mention on the show. I'm sorry we just occupied all our time with that.
It was important.
So it's amazing. You know, I tell people that
how bad did you wash your hands when you got home?
About 10 minutes. I took that because I got home, went right out to my trash, took my trash out to the street, and then it was like 45 minutes in the sink.
Scrubbing.
You know, just like
walking
Jack
around
Nicholson.
The house like this.
Just Jack Nicholson as good as it gets.
Yeah.
You know, burning the skin
your
off.
Your trash now has the flu.
We still have to get to Buzz. I want to get to Buzz and his drugstore incident. I just wrote this down last night. Why is Rob angry?
Yeah.
Why is Rob Spiewak angry? Rob doesn't get angry very often.
No, no.
But he was angry yesterday.
Yeah, you know,
is it the constant ball busting? Is that
no,
what it
I
is?
No, I don't think it's that. I think it has a lot to do with
the stress of being back on the radio.
No, it doesn't have anything. Are we back on?
Yeah, right.
I think it has a lot to do. Buzz brought up the most depressing day of the year.
Yes.
And we've had lousy weather.
Mm-hmm.
We've had not the best start to 2013.
Right.
And it's just, you know, I didn't feel, and you know what? I should apologize to everybody. I did overreact yesterday.
It seemed to come up when almost everybody was ganging up on you.
And well, you know, that could have
triggered. And what I would say is just don't put baby in a corner.
Well, no, yeah. It's not so much that. You know, that could have triggered it, but yeah. I overreacted yesterday. That's not characteristic of how I am, and
right.
I apologize. If right. if I threw a wrench into the show, I apologize. I didn't mean to do
well,
that.
Well, you're somebody that, you know, I catches people by surprise when you go to the dark
yes.
side, but I think everybody in this room knows that you have the dark side.
We do now.
I have the dark. I have the darkest
I mean,
dark
sides. If I was your kids, I mean, I know you're a great dad and all that,
uh-huh,
but I would
uh-huh.
I know when you have that moment, you don't have any trouble disciplining your kids.
No, or other children.
You're
or adults.
You can become a scary MF-er, you know.
Well, the thing is
that
is,
face gets red, you know, the voice gets
it was referenced more people in Julia's school saw the Wait Not ad on TV on this week and they said, "God, your dad is like really scary." And Julia just laughs cuz she doesn't know. As a rule, I'm not that guy. But
right.
if you just see me and don't know me,
you're a pleaser.
I'm a big guy,
right.
And if I don't smile at you right away, and I even am affecting a tough guy haircut now, which no one's buying. But I could be.
You went from the Fozzie Bear haircut to the tough guy haircut.
Yes, I went from the Chia to this tough guy haircut, this Bruce Willis sort of deal.
Right.
And I think that if you just saw
that's
me,
generous.
Well, no.
Yeah.
From here to here, just like Bruce Willis. The rest of the body,
like
nothing.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
God.
But what I'm saying is this.
Yes.
If you don't know me as the fuzzy goofball that I usually am,
right.
If you just saw me, I could be fairly imposing. And if I go to the
tall.
Dark side, yeah, big guy.
Example. You want some of my Xanax?
I would love it.
Okay.
Like, could you put it in applesauce for me?
How about a bowl of it here on the table?
Well, he went to the drugstore yesterday, so he can get you some Xanax. I'm talking about your brother Buzz over here who went to the drugstore, and, you know, after we had much fun with you and the police, you sent me some sort of message that indicated you broke a cash register at a drugstore?
Not just any cash register, but the one in the
pharmacy.
Mark,
come back. Mark, come back.
Not just any cash register, but the one in the pharmacy that handles controlled substances, you know, federally regulated drugs that they sell at the pharmacy.
What, the cash register controls that?
Well, it's a special cash register that keeps track of these controlled substances for the state and for the federal government.
All right, stop right there, because I got a million questions
for you. All right, sure.
If they have a cash register...
Mm-hmm.
That is actually specifically designed for the pharmacy?
Right, in the pharmacy.
How did you know that?
Well, I just, because of past experience where you have to sign things.
How many pills do you take?
Yeah, I mean, really, Mike, we're all in failing
pretty,
health.
Pretty much whatever I can get.
I go to the druggist all the time. I go to my chemist.
I figure they just have a regular CVS cash register.
I had no idea.
No, it's a special one.
Is this related to some sort of sentence that's been handed down to you?
No.
You have to go to a special druggist?
Anytime. Now, you have to answer this question. How in the name of Jesus do you know that this is a special cash register? Is it because you broke it?
No. Well, that ties in. But from past experience, I know that, for example, I was trying to do a good deed. I was picking up a prescription for my wife. And
that's a good deed.
That's not a good deed.
Well, it is.
That's your job as a husband.
Today, I'm giving back by prolonging the life of the woman I'm married to.
Normally, we pick up our own prescriptions, but she had tried to do so, and she found out they told her it was going to cost her $300 for this bottle of pills.
That's what I call easy to live with. I'm doing a good deed.
So,
you know, if my wife's
favor of the month.
If my wife had to pick up a prescription that cost $300, I'd say, let's try going without it. Let's see how you do.
So she got sad and didn't pick it up, and so I thought, well, today, while she's working, slaving at her job.
But you're a journalist, Mr. President. Mr. President, you still haven't answered the question. How do
I will get back to that.
Oh, you're going to get back to that?
Yeah. Oh, I'll absolutely answer your question.
Okay, go ahead.
But I thought, well, she's tied up at work. She had trouble getting the prescription filled at a reasonable price. I've got this discount card. So I took care of it, and I got what they wanted $300 for. I got it for like $38.
Right.
So I took care of that problem and picked up her prescription so she wouldn't have to stop and do it. I thought it'd be a nice little thing to do for her. She hadn't even asked me to do it.
Oh,
that was so nice. Remember when you didn't ask her to stand by your bed for 10 days while you were in a coma, but she did it anyways.
That was very nice.
Ooh, right to the jugular there.
Perfect. And so I thought, well, this is the least I can do.
You know what? Actually,
I tried to think of the least I could do, and
just took an internet poll. That is the least you could have done. Anything less would be nothing.
So here's how I know that this is a special cash register, because when you pick up a prescription for somebody else, a little thing comes up on the credit card screen, that separate little block that you sign your name on and swipe your card through, that you have to sign, that is a document for state regulators and for the federal government, because you are purchasing for someone else a controlled substance.
Is Marcia running a meth lab?
Yes.
Okay. I was just checking.
And it's going great.
See, I know none of this. I go in there, like I see pickup,
drop-off,
consultant. Mm-hmm. Pick up, drop off, and I just...
Well, I'm not so sure that what Buzz is saying is true, though.
Of course it is, and the story will prove it.
Oh, here we go.
Because the way I see it, and I do most of my pharmacying at Target, and they're great because it's run by 10-year-olds, and you go in...
Don't have to mention the brand, you know, you're not going to get a freebie.
Who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
Couldn't wait.
Right.
So you go in, and then the 10-year-old comes over, and they say... Here it is, sign here. And what I'm signing, it says that the pharmacist has told me everything I need to know and all my questions have been answered.
Uh-huh.
And then you sign to pay.
Right.
But it's never been explained to me that it's anything about regulation.
Well, but it is necessary to do that. And was your signature on a piece of paper or on a piece of equipment?
It was on a thing, like something that you would scan your credit card.
All right, so that's what this was.
It's on a thing, but...
Well, the equipment, isn't that like the credit cards that you get at any department store?
Yeah.
Except this has a form that comes up on the screen.
Gimbals.
If you are picking up a prescription, a controlled substance...
I don't know, Buzz.
...for someone else... You have to sign it.
Okay.
Buzz, is this new technology?
No, it's not. No,
what if you're picking it up?
I don't know how a civilian would know this.
Yeah. What if you pick it up for a child?
I don't know. All I know is...
Because you don't want a child picking up their own
prescription. I don't have children, so I can't answer that question.
I think we're going to have a new pissy person today on the show.
Why is Buzz so angry?
I don't know. What do you do if you pick up for your pets?
I have a discount card for them, too.
Nice. Yeah, that'd be good.
But anyway, so you have to sign this thing. That's one of the things that makes this a special cash register.
Okay.
And that will come into play, and I will be proven correct as the story progresses.
So
it does.
Do you sign your name on the cash register?
Either on the little pad. A little white form comes up on the screen that you swipe your credit card through, that little separate pad.
Okay.
And you sign your, and it's a white, and then it changes.
I've seen that before.
And then it says...
I've seen that one before. It's the same one they have at the front of the store.
No,
yeah.
no, it isn't. No, that's a multicolored screen.
I want to hear the rest, so go ahead, because I know we're just busting your chops.
So anyway, we're paying for it. We've got the payment situation.
Boy, are we.
We've got the price down to $38.
Good.
And so it's time to swipe the card through that little block.
Buzz is incidentally really good at helping me with it. When I go there, he researches all these different opportunities that you have to lower your costs for prescriptions and stuff like that. And he's brought me cards and stuff. He knows the drill.
Yeah, they really work.
He's researched it a lot because he's almost died.
Not only that, Buzz, when he was done making his cereal last week, made me a great batch of Singulair right in his house.
It's really easier than you think.
So you're paying or you've already paid?
I'm about to pay. So it comes up on the screen. Now, the little form didn't come up right away. It just, all I see on the screen is please swipe your card.
Mm-hmm.
So I start to swipe my card, and as I do, the pharmacist says, no, wait, you have to sign. And so I pulled my card back out of the stripe reader.
That's normal.
Well, it jammed up the little block. All of a sudden, it's just frozen on processing, and it won't move.
But it didn't jam it up physically. It jammed it up electronically.
Exactly.
Okay. Because of all the resin on his card.
So she says, okay.
Not your fault. It's the druggist's. fault.
So, the chemist.
So she says, okay, let me reboot this computerized cash register of mine. And so she reboots it. And when she does, the little pad that you swipe your credit card, it doesn't even blink. So it doesn't reboot. It stays jammed. So now the register has rebooted.
And you're able to see this?
Yeah, we can all see it. We can both see it. And so the computer register has rebooted, but the pad has not.
How many elderly people are in back here?
Only about one, but the crowd will build, the tension will build, and the questions will build concerning this magic pad.
Without, this story makes Zero Dark Thirty sound like a Shirley Temple film.
I understand.
Without asking any questions, without asking permission, I did a presumptuous thing. I grabbed the pad, flipped it over, and pulled the cord, the plug, out of the back of it.
Oh, now you're committing a felony.
Oh, yeah, you're going to go to druggist jail.
Now you are committing a felony.
To reboot it, because it didn't reboot when she rebooted the register.
Right.
There's just one problem with what I had done, is there's a little metal plate to generally keep the plug in place. It was far enough back from the plug that I could pull the plug out, but it was close enough to the plug that I could not get the plug properly reseated into its jack.
So you got frustrated and said, I'm going to do this myself.
You've totally broken the machine.
I did. I broke the cash register for controlled substances in the pharmacy.
And I know why you did.
Why?
Because you're not a patient man.
I was also concerned about the people who had to wait behind me.
No, you had things to do.
No, you really should have asked.
No, I had nothing
to do. You wanted to get home and have your porridge.
It was my last errand, and I was in absolutely no hurry.
What time of day was this?
It's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, but the sun was going down. Yeah. You know, you got to be in the envelope. Yeah.
So right before the early
bird special. Is anybody mindful when I ask what time of day this happens? Oh, it's about 6:30 at night. Oh, no, we taped the show. We pulled back the curtain.
What's going to happen is he's going to say,
what dimension do they see? They call it that.
The third wall.
That's what. Oh, the third wall's been destroyed. What time is it? It's about 6:45.
3 o'clock. Buzz was ready to head to Sparks, Nevada, if you know what I'm saying.
No hurry whatsoever. And I felt badly. I wanted to help fix the problem.
How old's the pharmacist? How old's the person?
Oh, young and attractive.
And,
you were trying to show off.
You know what? That's it. There's that factor. That
okay, and by music, I'm going to say young, and you missed one category. Uh-huh. Young, attractive, and.
Wrong nation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's an old person.
Think airlines.
Hold on. Okay.
Oh! Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
bingo.
I knew it. Okay, very good.
So she says, let me go get the manager.
Oh, let me get the manager. You bring a machine.
You can't do that anymore.
Why not?
People are getting mad at you about doing that.
That's like the 20th time he's asked you.
I know. I know. He doesn't get it. No. He doesn't get it. Bigotry dies hard.
It really does. It does. It's a battle.
It does. It's like it's a lifetime of grandfathers passing on to fathers, passing on to sons.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely. So she goes to get the manager. Manager comes back. And I show the manager the situation on the back of the pad. I said she rebooted this, but it didn't reboot this. So we pulled the plug to reboot this, but now we can't get the plug back in. We need a screwdriver. And the
this
manager
is a major ordeal.
The manager says to the pharmacist, "Do we have a screwdriver?" The pharmacist says, "No, we don't." I said, "There's one on the home aisle."
That's true. They probably sell them.
As my errand boy, I send the manager to his home aisle to get a screwdriver.
Meanwhile, the rioting is beginning.
And the line is building behind me. There's some tension here. Because people are starting to ask, and some people did. People are starting to ask, what's the deal? And
they can just buy their prescriptions up at the front of the store.
No, they can't. One lady asked that.
I know.
In fact, this is working. No, but this is good because it's part of the story. The lady behind me says, she said, "Why can't you just give us our prescriptions and we'll go up to the front of the store and pay for them?" And the manager says, "No, we can't do that," but he's now occupied. He's trying to get this fixed.
You know, this doesn't seem fair because many times I've bought stuff at the pharmacy that I could have bought up front.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I'm buying, you know, like a quart of milk.
Oh, the river runs that way.
Of course.
Yeah, you can pay for general merchandise at the pharmacy, but you can't pay for drugs at the general.
So what happened?
So a lady behind me says, "Well, can't they just ring us up on another machine?" I said, "No, they can't."
You said that?
Yeah. I said, the manager said it, and
you're taking liberty. He's all over the place.
I said,
pulling plugs and making policy.
It's because these are controlled substances and it has to go through just this register. Not the ones up front.
Are you like me? Do you ever resist the urge to maybe tell just a wonderful lie? I know this because my name is C.V. Sherman. we don't pronounce the last name.
Well, the situation was so fantastic on its own that there was really no need to go into that.
My name is Michael J. Walgreen.
So then she asks the manager, she said, "Well, can't you change that?"
I'm Noah Walgreen. And welcome to my store.
Says, "Can't you change the policy?" And the manager says, "No, it's because it's state regulated." At which point the lady looks at me and says, "You were right." And I went, "Yeah," I nodded my head in agreement.
Okay.
Yeah.
How in the name of God do you know this fact? There are things you, I can look at you and say things that, you know, the movies or pop culture.
Right.
If you're not watching the show mm-hmm. or haven't seen the movie, you're not going to care.
Right.
You're not going to know.
You're exactly right.
You wouldn't know a starting quarterback if it bit in the ass. Mm-hmm. How do you know this factoid?
Just from past experience, I know that there are special things that occur at this register that other registers don't do. I've just observed over time.
For example, if someone is talking...
It's not a satisfying answer.
If someone is talking about drums, you take interest. You like drums. Yes, I like microphones. He likes drugs.
He loves pharmaceuticals.
And I applied logic.
At any point during the confusion and the tension, did you jump the counter and fill your pockets with Sudafed?
Well, so the manager comes back with a screwdriver. We get the plug reseated properly. We get the metal plate back on. We flip it over, and it reboots. Boom, and everything's working. It picks up the transaction exactly where we left off.
Buzz takes his shirt off.
You had a conversation with a pharmacist, or have you researched online?
No.
Because here's what this is:
observation
what I say
plus
to you.
Logic.
Are you talking? Have you read something on that little pad,
Sherlock?
Or
Burbank.
Read?
Yes.
Or better yet,
yes.
done something none of us do. None of us read the reams of paper that we receive that are attached. Do you read? Do you read that stuff?
No, not generally. I mean, sometimes, but not as a rule.
So I'm wanting to know because I'm a tenacious bulldog of a journalist. Mm-hmm. I'm wanting to know the information where you know that it's state regulated. State regulated or
and
federal?
Federal, he said.
I learned, I knew it was federally regulated because controlled substances are regulated by the federal government.
That is,
fact that I know.
But that cash register is not necessarily federally and state regulated, but obviously you found this out.
It tracks the drugs for the government.
Did you find out before? Or did you find out during this process?
No, I knew
or
that
did
before.
You assume?
Well, it's partly assumption.
If
you call observation, experience, and logic assumption, I would call it presumption.
No, but what you
assumption
do,
is based on no knowledge.
You do what disc jockeys
based
do.
On
you
knowledge.
Do what disc jockeys do. You take a little bit of information, you kind of take it to
spin
its
it.
Logical conclusion, you make it sound authoritative.
Mm-hmm.
So you turn to the person, this is state and federal regulated, when in fact we don't even know for sure maybe out in the plains, Virginia, they would have an older cash register with older technology
with a crank.
Where they might just have to write down
all
the prescriptions they sell as opposed
case,
to using a...
They have to log what they sell.
I'm sure some people still do it by paper. This particular pharmacy, based on my past experience there, does it electronically.
Mr. Gower does not use electronics. Mr. Gower writes
form.
It down with a fountain pen.
So the lady behind me asks the manager, well, can't you change the policy so we can... And he says, no, it's state regulated, which it also is, in addition to federal.
I bet it's CVS regulated.
I do, too. And you know why? Because
These are controlled... These are substances...
I don't believe you, Buzz.
These are substances that are controlled by the government. That's why they're called controlled substances.
Then an alarm would have gone off when you unplugged it.
Yeah.
No, that's not quite
that
sophisticated.
I think there has to be a certain amount of leniency because there was a mix-up at my pharmacy where my prescription was written to Robert because we have the same name except for he's the third and I'm junior, and they said, well, this is not for you, and I said, well, I need it, I'm out today, can you just give it to me anyway? And she said, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think it's simply a way to automate the process.
Technical violation,
probably. Yeah.
Are you gonna report him?
No need to, because no harm was done.
So you fixed it and everybody got their prescriptions.
I did, and when I thanked the manager, I said, thank you, good job. I said this to the manager and he said, no, the credit goes to you.
Oh. Buzz Burbank.
God, he was so high.
What the manager doesn't know is I'm the guy who broke it.
So. Congratulations, Buzz.
Good man.
That's wonderful news. That's good. And you've done, once again, another day, and you've done some good.
Hero.
You should have whipped out your prescription pad and written them a prescription for a power strip.
Stay tuned.
Then they can just reboot everything at once.
Stay tuned for tomorrow's show when we get the hundreds of Facebook responses that are going to completely blow his theory out of the water.
1,000 pissed off druggists.
Keep hoping.
I'm counting on you people. We'll take a break and come back with Rob's magic audio ball right after this.
I don't care.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com.
Buzz, it's a lie!
Buzz, you keep bringing your stories, man. It's the second day in a row. It's been my favorite part of the show.
I broke it and I fixed it.
Absolutely. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by Strine Creative. You saw what Gabe Strine did for us with those wonderful animations. Now you can put him and his team to work on all of your graphic designs. Strine Creative is not just round-headed DJs.
No.
It's branding and marketing. And for print, the web, and yes, animation, let Strine Creative help your ideas come alive. StrineCreative.com or click their eye-catching ad on our website. Remember, when you hear a Strine Creative ad on the Mike O'Mara Show, Mark Gronick is not getting his wings.
No, that's not true.
Oh, okay.
We owed it to him.
All right, thank you very much.
We owe him plenty.
Anyway, let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Wednesday, Jan 16, 2013.
You can fake out a lot of people. What's the expression? You can fool some of the people all the time and all the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time, and no one is buying the fact that anyone cares.
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on that guy at the drugstore.
That's right.
That's right.
There's a screwdriver in Home Goods.
That's right.
That was the actual climax of Zero Dark Buzzy.
Show title.
Well, the thing is, no one cares that American Idol is back, and I don't normally play these things, but this is really well done.
Was it on this week?
It's on tonight. It premieres tonight.
I care. That.
No one cares, and I love this fake promo right here.
American Idol is back for its 12th season, because again this year, they'll put the idol in Idol. You'll see people audition and jump up and down and really bad singers. Randy will say, "I'm sorry, dog, not this time." And Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj will get in that fight that we all saw on the internet 2 months ago. Then they'll whittle it down to 48 and 24 and 12. And then somebody will finally win, like last year's winner. Anyway, American Idol, it's back on Fox.
Awesome.
Sponsored by Ford.
I thought that was great.
That is
the
terrific.
Fact of slowing down the music.
Oh, yeah.
So does anyone even, now you were the last one on board. Are you going to watch it?
Of course. Yeah.
I won last year?
I'm addicted
country
to
guy.
That show.
Oh.
Well, Mark's addicted to it because he likes those shows, but it's you know, your brother was kind of on one of those shows. So I think you've got a connection that way where you like this.
I mean, he wasn't a contestant, though. But I don't know. For some reason, I enjoy the people making asses out of themselves. And then I get into it when it's like the last five people.
I was
excited.
So tired. I was so into it in the first seasons, and I just don't even care anymore.
But there is no one to give them honest criticism.
You can't rely on Nicki Minaj.
Is gone.
I predict that Mariah Carey is going to be fascinating this year.
Really?
I think that
she will be scary.
New Paula
Abdul.
You know,
I just read something, and you might be right.
You're fascinating in that Paula Abdul way. Maybe she'll do drugs.
I hope you are, because then it'll give us content.
Regulated.
But someone said, yeah. I haven't been watching The X Factor, and I haven't been watching Britney Spears on it.
Right, right.
Is she good? Because they said that Mariah Carey isn't any better than Britney Spears, and I don't think that's a compliment.
I kind of lost track with X Factor, but what I saw of her, she was kind of boring.
She hasn't been good enough or bad enough or screwed up enough to make it worthwhile.
No, you're going from a show where a man sat in his home in Beverly Hills and wrote down zingers that were entertaining that we all like to watch about people that were not talented,
right.
And that was the show.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, that show is no longer relevant to me. I think that
somehow when you take Simon out of that and put him in a new environment, it didn't work again. It was, to use the tired phrase, lightning in a bottle.
And
it really worked for a while.
I'm tired of being manipulated by the editing of the sob stories, mm-hmm. which really, because there's a formula. Lead singers, my buddy Tom, who fronted for my band for a while and auditioned for American Idol. You know, you go through so many different hoops before mm-hmm. you even get to be rejected on television. The fact is that the sob story has become formulaic. There are people now who are coached on how to succeed on an American Idol.
They were spinning it today. They were teasing the fact that they had a stutterer that can sing well. And they used that on the Today Show today. And it's like, okay, maybe that's a great story if I don't see it coming, but don't tease me and give me the payoff.
Yeah, exactly. Spoil it. Yeah,
people are
away.
Still watching, though.
Yeah, people are still watching.
TV. And it's cheap.
Just
and
not
they're
my
doing
cup of tea anymore.
I will not be there.
I got other things. I'll be watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, you will.
What you need to watch, Mike, is you need to watch the people that get on Facebook and post videos about how happy they are that a new year is here. This lady is great. Mm. She's very excited that the new year is here. She's very thankful. She's very thankful for a mindful God, as I know you are.
I am.
And I just want to share you a little bit of this, and then I'll go to the payoff. It's a long video. Here's how it starts.
Hello, Facebook. Good afternoon. I was sitting here thinking about this new year and how it's the new year all over the land.
It is, Mike.
It is.
As I was sitting here pondering that.
It's the new year.
I picked up a pen and a piece of paper.
Pen?
And these are the words that came to me at that time.
Oh, good.
Okay, this is her
May
song.
May I share them with you, Facebook?
Of course.
Facebook.
This land is your land. Oh, God. This land is my land.
She likes the melody. But it goes on, Mike. I want to go to the finale.
Wow.
When she goes from This Land is Your Land, uh-huh. which was Woody Guthrie, right?
Yes.
And she goes to Old MacDonald and talks about how she loves God, pigs, chitlins, and hot sauce.
With an onk-onk here and an onk-onk there. Onk here, onk there, everywhere, onk, onk. Old MacDonald had a farm.
Wow.
Oh, God, because we have pigs, there's chillings today on our tables, God. You're so mindful of your people, and we have chillings today, God. Hallelujah. And Louisiana hot sauce. You're mindful, God. You're mindful, God.
So the next time you think, oh, I had a bad experience at the movie theater, maybe a bit of thanks, Mike.
Yeah. You know, you occasionally, if I can speak metaphorically here for just a second, you occasionally have the glass that you fill with, say, orange juice.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And and you have, if you're particularly thirsty, you'll have a large pint glass, like you would see an Irish beer glass.
Sure. Okay.
And you fill that, and it looks just great. And then you have a thimble.
Yes.
And you pour the same amount of juice in the thimble, mm-hmm. and it spills all over the counter.
Everywhere. It does.
That's all I wanted to say.
I understand very well. But anyway, that entire video is on our YouTube page. Take a look at it and be thankful for a mindful God. Now, yes. Pat Robertson knows
her
about a mindful God.
Thimble runneth over.
He's not dead yet.
No, and he here is going to explain to you why so many marriages fail.
Okay.
Oh, good. About time.
It's based on awful-looking women.
You know, a woman came to a preacher that I know. It's so funny. And she was awful looking. I mean, her hair was all torn up, and she was overweight and looked terrible, clothes bad and everything.
Uh-huh. Clothes bad, everything.
She said, oh, Reverend.
Reverend?
What can I do? My husband has started to drink. Hmm. And the preacher said, madam, if I was married to you, I'd start to drink, too.
Oh, my.
All right. We need to cultivate romance, darling, and it needs to be the men have got to be cultivating romance and the women.
Amen.
You always have to keep that spark of love alive. It just isn't something to just lie there. Well, I'm married to him, so he's got to take me slatternly looking. You've got to fix yourself up. Look great.
Oh, God. What's funny about this old coot is that he sits there and his little prejudices, you know, he just doesn't, you know, a lot of guys probably feel the exact same damn way
no
as Pat Robertson.
No one wants a slatternly looking
wife. But he's
a
preacher, and he speaks like, you know, in one breath he's going to say something that you'd hear a guy in a locker room say, and then in the next breath he's going to be asking for money because he's close to God.
Exactly.
Yeah, but so that's a guy that's not allowed to make those kind of screw-ups,
I agree,
okay?
I agree.
But I do admire, he does make a point.
Oh, God.
Well, you make that point on the all the time, but you're not out there, you know, saying, please send me $300 because I'm I'm close to God.
That's no, right. But I just look.
Or running for president.
What
for
man
that
hasn't been in a relationship? And this is for women too.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, like, see, the works both ways. You mean for men too?
Yes.
Because that's the one thing he didn't say that he could have gotten. Look at me.
Yeah.
I should.
You can be slatternly looking.
I'm slatternly looking today. I am slatternly.
I mean,
looking.
A woman has told each and every one of us in our lives, and regardless of the relationship.
Yes.
It's like, what happened?
Right.
Or, you know, maybe it's time to get back to the gym.
Did you give up?
Yes.
Both men and women.
You've given up.
And maybe that's what old stupid Pat was trying to say.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know what? He's been on TV long enough. If he wants to say something, he should know how to say it.
He should know his phrase. We got time for one more,
okay,
Rob.
One more quick one. Here is Jimmy Kimmel talking about the Lance Armstrong interview that will air tomorrow on the Nobody Watches It Oprah channel.
Yes.
Lance Armstrong is in confession mode right now. He did a 2.5-hour interview with Oprah. It's going to air on Thursday. He admitted to using performance-enhancing drugs to win the Tour de France, which is big news for anyone who loves to hear people confess things everybody already knows about. But inside sources say he refused to come clean about the doping at first, but then he caved when Oprah promised him a panini maker. Some believe that this apology to Oprah is nothing more than a ploy to win sympathy. I don't know. I happen to think it took a lot of ball to do that. And I
and that, Mike, that is your awesome magic audio vault. There you go.
Best writers in the biz. I love Jimmy Kimmel. We will take a break, come back with buzz and news right here, everybody. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's back to the Mike O'Mara Show, and without further ado, fresh off his internship at the Food and Drug Administration.
That's right.
Where he was privy to all of the regulations and laws. You know, who needs a law degree? Buzz will tell That's you right. everything there is to
That's
know.
That's right. I'll be representing myself, Your Honor.
About FDA.
You're guilty.
My client is a fool.
Let's get the news. Here's Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We are brought to you today by TLC Laser Eye Center. Imagine ditching your glasses or contacts. Well, you find out if you can at TLC. The TLC surgeons have an international reputation, performing LASIK on over 2.2 million eyes. That's a claim no other laser eye center can make. TLC's equipment is state-of-the-art, and the TLC lifetime commitment, huge. TLC has locations all over the nation. If you move, you're covered. See what you've been missing. Call 877-TLC-2020 to schedule a free consultation or visit TLCvision.com. And be sure to tell the friendly staff that you heard about TLC from us, TLC Laser Eye Centers.
That's right, and speak up.
Make all the jokes you want. There are plenty to be made about the jobs that Walmart is offering returning veterans, but a job's a job, and the Walmart plan sets a good example for other employers.
I agree with
we
that.
We hope.
That's right. They have pharmacies.
Walmart has promised to hire any veteran in their first year after active duty starting Memorial Day. If only we could put the vets to work for the U.S. Postal Service. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it may be going out of business. The watchdog for the USPS says that's what will happen if Congress doesn't rescue the agency.
I'm going to go buy stamps today.
Anybody watch 60 Minutes over the weekend with the robotic segment that they had about robots and our technology?
Are you sure that wasn't just Scott Pelley?
It says basically robots are taking over so many of the jobs that we are not going to get back to where we were with certain manufacturing jobs
right.
because of the robotics. And right. robotics right. in many different areas of distribution mm-hmm. and products and all of this. And it was fascinating that we have to kind of rethink our entire economy. It's moving so fast. Mm-hmm. And robots are taking over so much of what was done by people. The best example, if you go to an airline mm-hmm. counter, you don't see ticket takers. You don't see people right. at the gate anymore. You see a machine. That's right. what you use.
Do what I do. Flip over the keypad and pull the plug out of it.
That's it. Exactly
yeah, that's
right.
That's the answer right there. Mm-hmm. The Postal Service has reached its own debt limit, having borrowed so much it can't borrow anymore. The agency consistently operates in the red, losing $16 billion last year. And raising the price of a stamp to 46 cents this month isn't going to help. I'd be willing to pay $1, $2 for a stamp.
I think a dollar
is it just 46 cents?
If you think that really most places in the country for 46 cents you can send something and it gets there in 2 days, that's remarkable.
Yep.
Yeah, it should be $2.
No, it's a dinosaur. Broke. It's a dinosaur. With electronic communication, these are all going to go. This is just technology, and this is what's going to happen inevitably.
You won't be saying that on Valentine's Day when you get showered with all those lovely cards.
Yeah, I miss my Christmas cards.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get electronic Christmas cards.
No, right. Yeah, there's some things I'd like to keep them around for.
Yep, right.
You would think there'd be plenty of work for vets rebuilding the Northeast after Hurricane Sandy. Yesterday, the House finally did pass an aid package for the victims, totaling $51 billion. That's on top of the nearly 10 they passed before. But those victims won't see any of this money anytime soon. The Congressional Budget Office says 90% of the money won't even be released this year. And conservative Republican lawmakers from outside the Northeast, read that Tea Party members, have attached 92 amendments to the bill, cutting spending or demanding spending offsets, something that has never been done before with a relief bill.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, and these people are suffering.
10,000 families out of their homes.
Continuing to suffer up there, and they're playing politics with it, and that's the new way of the world. It sucks.
Here's where we are on guns. In the wake of Sandy Hook and other gun massacres, the cops of Nashville have been told that if they own an AR-15 assault rifle, they can carry it on the job. They have official permission now, provided they have the training and keep them locked up when not on duty. Quoting the chief, it's become increasingly clear that a pistol and a shotgun may not be enough for an officer to stop a threat to innocent citizens.
I agree with that. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
I mean,
the cops have what they need. Yeah.
I mean, as far as the cops, let them have the big power.
Sad but true.
100%.
The president's unveiling the details of his gun plan today. It includes the return of the assault rifle ban, he hopes, a ban on high-capacity magazines, more and better background checks, better enforcement of existing gun laws, and money, this surprised me, money for armed guards in schools that want them. The assault weapons ban probably won't pass the Congress we've elected. Other parts of this may well pass.
So he is in favor of armed guards if the schools want them?
He's set aside money for school security, allowing each district, each community to decide for itself how it wants to spend that money.
Because there's a slippery...
And in some cases, that will be armed guards.
There's a slippery ad on the NRA released today.
Don't be. The NRA, meanwhile, is showing its sensitive side and its respect for the families that lost children at Sandy Hook by releasing a new target practice video game for smartphones. The game was initially rated for players aged 4 and up.
Oh, my God.
But because of criticism from the public, they're not insensitive. The NRA has raised the age limit to 12 now on this game. The NRA is also calling the president a hypocrite for opposing armed guards in schools. This is the ad to which Rob just referred. Which he isn't, judging from today's proposal from the president. The NRA, though, says the president's a hypocrite since his own daughters get armed protection for a Secret Service Secret Service. Never mind that kidnapping the daughters would give the bad guys control of the leader of the free world, and never mind that a president's children are traditionally off limits when it comes to politics.
Yeah, it's true enough.
Good group. We cannot ban military-style rapid-fire weapons, but we can ban books. In Farmingham, Utah, a children's book about lesbian mothers was pulled off the shelves because of complaints from parents. Eventually, more rational thought prevailed.
There's a comedy factor there.
I understand. Yeah. I love
the children's book about lesbian mothers. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Right.
I chuckle because I'm just a funny guy.
I love when you read that with the symphony.
It was fun.
It was fun. Great crowd that day, too.
And then Chris brought their little baby up to bed.
That's right.
And then Pat.
It's Pat.
Said goodnight. Yes.
Of the movies currently showing, our survey...
it's your time to feed her.
One survey they did showed that...
Timely, too.
Of the movies currently showing, 138 victims of violence in movies currently on screens and cinemas right now.
Wow.
We're pulling this book, though, about two moms who love their kids. Eventually, more rational thought prevailed, and the book has been returned to the shelves.
Hey, what time is the feeding?
With the parents being reminded that they can still
tough
control.
Tough day at work, honey.
Sure was, my God.
Go ahead.
Parents being reminded that they can still control what their children read.
That's right.
Even
it's called
if the school
parenting,
district
folks.
Isn't. And by the way, the Kardashians, I think, are going to be on Letterman tonight, and they were on somebody's show yesterday. They're talking about breastfeeding each other's children.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
I'm glad that's something.
We breastfeed each other's babies.
It's very gross. The Kardashians gross me out. They really do.
Yeah,
I know
too.
For a lot of men, they are the ideal.
I thought you liked the one.
No, I don't like any of them. They gross me out.
The one that's called Bruce Jenner.
I think they'd go to Club Pure out in Las Vegas, and you walk into their hotel room in the morning, and you just go, oh God.
And finally,
it smells like breast milk everywhere.
Finally, In Minnesota, a divorced lawyer has been suspended indefinitely for billing his client for the hours he spent having sex with her.
Lawyers, that's good work if you can get it.
Lawyers can bill their clients, or they can screw their clients, but they cannot bill them for screwing them.
Wow.
And on the eastern shore of Maryland,
Was the man named Coyne?
No.
Just checking.
He's retired now.
Well, of course.
And on the eastern shore of Maryland...
Thank you, Mr. Harold.
And on the eastern shore of Maryland, a man was caught stealing two pair of underwear from a dollar store. Mm. He had a good explanation for police, though. He told them that he had been ordered to bring two pair of underwear with him when he reports to jail for previous shoplifting.
Ah.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good stuff. Thank you, Buzz. That's it. We got to get out of here. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to have a lot of fun. It's inauguration chat.
Oh, cool. Oh,
because there's some big news for the inauguration. We're looking forward to that.
Yay.
And who knows? Snow!
Could happen.
Oh, yeah.
It could happen.
Might have some snow to talk about tomorrow as well. Our show is brought to you by the Amazon page at MikeOMaraShow.com. If it's a new you in the new year, shop our Amazon page for fitness and exercise gear or the right tools for eating right. You'll also find everything you need to get ready for the big game. And since time is coming, the time tax time is coming, rather,
yes.
Amazon has prep and file software to get you the best refund quickly and easily, or kick back with Amazon's TV catch-up. Right now, save up to 56% on popular shows. It's all at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Another good one is in the books. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show. So long and night-night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Catch out. Ben Willy Wood.
Watch!